Hi there, this is Erin Nicole, and you're listening to the Move Happy Movement podcast. On this show, I interview people from all over the world, anyone from professional custodians all the way up to presidential candidates of international countries. I am blessed to be born in the United States of America, which is the land of the free, the home of the brave. And I haven't yet been able to interview top-level leadership here, but I would love to, as well as in other countries that might not have presidents as their titles. They might have like prime minister or king, queen, things like that. Or maybe there's other titles too that I'm still learning. I have been placed in this position of authority from my deity, the creator of the universe. He assigned it to me very clearly on a very dark day in 2018, because I got down on my knees and I prayed and I asked for all the self-harm thoughts to be removed from me. And I asked him very authentically, what is it that you desire for me to do with this life? And he showed me clearly the next steps in the journey. And he gave me the three pillars of Move Happy: mindset, community, fitness. And he showed me a vision of an entire event that would be hosted in the United States the first year, with musicians, with public speakers of all faiths, of all musical preferences, and I would be helping to bring them all together. And I was like, that sounds interesting. How will I be able to do that? But I didn't ever question the how. I just started mapping out what I needed to do next. And from that point forward, I called five people that I believed would believe in me. And only one of them got it. My friend from college, Savannah. We sang in the jazz choir together. We both sang some, we liked Take Six, and she sang her audition. She was a year or two younger than me. And during the auditions, she sang a Take Six song, and I was blown away at her vocal range and runs, and she's just gorgeous. She's a beautiful soul inside and out, and we stayed connected after college through the power of social media, and I saw her journey of being married at one point and kind of being dissatisfied in that relationship and starting a fresh, brand new business a couple years ago. And so I called her up, and I said, hey, I am organizing this event. This was in 2020 in October. I would like for you to be a part of it because you are one of the first that believed in Move Happy before it even became a business name, before it became anything. And it was less than 2 years later that I was hosting an event with very influential people that I created out of nothing, just out of the hard work and the favor from above. And she joined in. She was excited to be a part of it. And I've continued to do things like that, as well as bring people from the past that represent truth, that represent the reality of the story of Move Happy. And with the intention, all of this intention is to help you to find happiness from within. My deity clearly on that dark day in 2018 told me that my life purpose was to help people with depression. That was my focus area. That is my soul population. And that is what I have leaned in on since then. And we are only a few years from 2018, right? 5 years later. And I have been in the running for 3 years for a global mental health ambassadorship that leaders, top leaders of all nations, have been orchestrating to add positions to nations. And I found out on accident, because one of these goons that had been trying to get me to join the Illuminati group didn't use the name. Used a private church group when she had conned her way onto my team over the course of a year, very strategically. You have to be on guard. You have to be very on guard if you have a business or a mission or a ministry where you're doing light work, where you're bringing more love in the world, because there are people that will try their best to represent that they are of light, But in secret, in the shadows, they sacrifice children so they can stay looking younger. And the Lord protected me from being associated with that woman in 2020. And I received some protections from our top-level leadership, from both political parties, maybe some independents as well. I'm not sure. I didn't ask too many questions. I was in a jam, and one of their top guys, who bragged to me in that private meeting where he got to meet my friend Savannah, advertised in my house when he came to provide me security detail protection that he was the top guy that trained all of the soldiers and all of the airmen and all of the seamen to protect our borders and taught at the university level. He was very braggadocious because he wanted to impress me, I believe. And he also wanted me to not feel afraid of a person that I had been dating that I had broken up with that was mentally not doing well and had a plan to kill his mother. Yeah, I've been through some stuff. I have welcomed things that I wasn't aware I was welcoming in my life because I have the love of the Father. And I also didn't know how powerful AI can be on certain social media apps, and I didn't understand really what I was doing. I have just been leaning in on this calling. I have stayed clear on my focus, and the only time I have ever slowed down is when people forced me into homelessness, forced me into hiding because they were trying to get me falsely arrested like they have all these people around the nation. Where there is unity, there is love. And the topic of today's sermon is resiliency, queen. 3 years ago, on Veterans Day, so this November, on Veterans Day will be 3 years, I had a very clear vision. That same man that came to my house, that provided security detail protections, and then later, 6 months later, was bought out at some point and tried to Paris Hilton me in public. Monica Lewinsky'd me in private and tried to do it in public. And he was in that vision in 2020. But I didn't know that he wasn't trustworthy at that point because he had connected me to another political team's top security guy that he looked up to, that he trained from. When you start becoming an influencer, you will get the attention of political powers very swiftly if you're clear on the direction of your path, but you need to be careful that you have strong pillars, that you have strong character, and you will not be swayed by their attempts to move you. You have to be strong in who you are and in your convictions. And this vision was so clear to me. I was on the phone with my angel person because I was in safe housing because of domestic violence, only I didn't qualify for domestic violence because the person that threatened to kill his mother, that was having lots of suicidal phrases over at my house, was over at my house almost every other day where I was staying. And we didn't share the same address. So I didn't qualify for domestic violence resources. So I had to beg for assistance when a rich family decided to cut me loose when they broke the COVID laws and did not get a COVID test to keep me and my landlord safe and alive. They let me go without severance. That is why I was in safe housing. All of that happened at the same time, and I had to shut down my internship for Move Happy, which was across three continents. I experienced a huge amount of growth in 2020 and then a huge amount of loss. But no matter how much growth I have, I give it all to the Father. None of this belongs to us. So what resiliency queen means for me, and I'm going to teach you some things. Resiliency means the ability to bounce back from tragedy, the ability to bounce back from a huge level of success, and then what after that? It means that your mental toughness is not swayed by anything outside of your circumstances, that you are able to jump around walls if you need to, find a way to get to your goal no matter what. As long as you are staying true to yourself and your convictions and you're not harming anyone, There are plenty of ways to get to our goals. Resiliency queen is what I am. And if you are a woman listening to this, you are also a resiliency queen if you choose to raise your standards and live a life full of purpose. I encourage you to. So in that same vision that I had written down the names. I was journaling a lot, and at that point, I was very connected to the divine because he did protect me from a death threat. This woman that had conned her way onto my team had paid the top security guy of the United States of America, as he advertised, had paid him 800 to 850 acres to have me killed. Was willing to pay whatever price. He convinced her, no, let's not have her killed. Let's just steal from her, because he was trying to save my life. And he knew that if he didn't do something of a partnership with her, then she would hire someone else, and he needed to stay in the thick of it. So he knew how to help protect me. I am so grateful for both political parties and the security and the training that they have received and the decision that he made to sit in on that meeting, meet her, have a conversation with her after the meeting. And he decided to protect me instead of have me killed, which he could have easily done, because she told me in private, Aaron, you don't want to be associated with these guys from this organization. They're trained assassins. They're not in alignment with your branding. Well, guess what, lady? They're the ones that protected me from your sick mind. Yeah. Resiliency queen means that you might need to reach out for help. And people might mess up the first time, because I did reach out for help and I requested a mental wellness check for the person I was dating, because it was advised to me from someone from my first Rich Happy Therapy event. Only they weren't offering mental wellness checks during the 2020 massacre in our lifetime. They decided to transfer all calls to 911, and I believe he had an ability to listen to all of those calls, and he also had listening devices in my technologies. I didn't give him permission to do that. He committed multiple felonies, and so it obviously elevated him to be very upset with me, and he called my landlord. My landlord warned me, Aaron, I used to be married to someone that was bipolar, and they tried to kill me multiple times. I was married to this man for 10 years. When they are in their low state, you cannot predict what they will do. I am very concerned for your safety as well as mine, because you live here. Get to safe housing. Resiliency queen means you might reach out for help and people screw up. The police department, I don't believe, provided a wellness check. I believe they went guns a-blazing and beat the crap out of this man and embarrassed him and arrested him in front of all the neighbors. A man that I requested mental health services for because he had lost his son to suicide and he was making very poor choices. He needed to be hospitalized and medicated, not arrested. But that wasn't my decision. And he has a memory, a perfect memory, where he will remember every single conversation you've ever had, but only in the negative state. He will bring up everything that you have ever said to him. And he also was looking at all of my messages. So he was memorizing everything about me, completely stalking me. Resiliency queen means you can still have compassion for someone that breaks many laws, that threatens to kill their own mother, and you can still have the love of the Father and his son, Jesus Christ, and request and look through spiritual eyes that a man that did all those terrible things still deserves mercy. That's the decision I had made. But when I was realizing that the authorities didn't handle it, and I was woken up in the middle of the night after the second security person, the first person that came to my house, but the second organization, he came to my house and gave me the assistance, that quote-unquote assistance, and then he left after he Monica Lewinsky'd me. And then I got advice from my mentor, because she was still she was still acting like a sheep and not quite a wolf. And she said, Aaron, if they left, what kind of security detail did he provide you? He just left you there and you're still dealing with this? I was like, yeah. She's like, well, ask him if he has a second in command. So I did. And he sent a second in command to call me over the phone, his buddy that he did, fought wars overseas for. So I was like, all right, thank you for that. And then I was writing very copious notes in my journal over all the things, because I knew that this person had this memory where he would remember everything bad about me and was hacking into my materials. I was very concerned he was going to try and get me involved in something illegal that he was trying to do. He had at one point a few weeks before that, he knew I was needing money. I was needing income because my day job cut my income with no notice, no severance, in the middle of the pandemic, because they refused to get a COVID test. So he was trying to quote unquote help me, but he wanted to pay me in cash to take notes, write type notes in Google Docs using my business email address. He was trying to tie me up in a loop with drugs. He was involved in a project with Snoop Dogg and they wanted to sell marijuana and have a big music festival thing. And I told him, I don't do drugs. I'm not associated with drugs. My business isn't associated with drugs. No, that is a hard no. On the day where he started doing the business meeting notes, I said, I need you to create an email account with your business name, and that is what I will be typing from if you are going to have me be your assistant. And there was a lady on the line, and her last part of her email address had the word witch in it. I didn't know her. He mentioned he had many conversations with her, but I didn't know her. I was concerned who he was associating with, because he was making very poor choices at that point. Very poor choices. Resiliency queen means that you might have to cut a tie with someone and you have zero relationships in an area because you might have been stuck in an area unplanned in the middle of the pandemic. But guess what? You can bounce back and you can reach out for help. And if the first organization doesn't work and the second organization doesn't work, the third time is the charm. The man that came to my house had people break into it and make it look like it was my person that I was dating, that I had submitted assistance for. He had stolen the paperwork, the evidence with his name that had been listed on there as being at the house, because he didn't want anyone to know that he was at my house. Why? Because he had been bought out by the Illuminati, by this woman and her husband on a phone call after he got a free seat to my Rich Happy Therapy experience. So he was trying to cover the trail so he wouldn't be involved in it. Resiliency queen means that you are very strategic and you pay very close attention to details. The Holy Spirit woke me the following morning multiple times, probably 50 or 60 times, because there were many people that were attacking, and spiritual warfare is real. And I caught a person in the act of trying to erase my cease and desist email from my computer. At first, I thought it was the person I was dating, and it maybe it was, but I also believe that this Illuminati group had partnered with the person I was dating, because she said she would be glad to counsel him over the phone. And then he was struggling and she would be glad to have a conversation with him because his cousins own an airline and they fly emergency organs all over the nation. Yeah, his cousin until a couple months ago was pretending to be spying on my content, pretending like he didn't know who I was. And I asked him straight on that app in the DMs, aren't you a cousin to so-and-so? He said, no. But I already knew because I have a really good memory and the Holy Spirit revealed it to me. So they all tried to get in on this together and try to make me look like a mentally insane person when I did the right thing the whole time. I've done the right thing the whole time. I make good decisions. Resiliency queen means that you might make good decisions, but people will try to discredit you. And my husband told me that, the hero that I had in 2020, the person that the man that Monica Lewinsky'd me in my house connected me to a mentor of his that trained him. And I'm grateful that he did. because I, at that point, had a very large medical entity wanted to pay me for my networking skills. All of these opportunities kept coming my direction all at once. And I kept receiving the favor, but I wasn't trying to hold it and hoard it to myself. I knew there was many people that lost their jobs in 2020, and I wanted to help. The first thought I had was, how many people can we get jobs for? And what kind of budget? I was setting up meetings and trying to get help. Dave Meltzer, who is a very highly successful sports and marketing guru, he used to own the number one sports marketing agency in the world at one point. And he's all about happiness and positivity, and he wants to change it for the positive 1,000 people's lives. He gave me his phone number. He was ready to strategize with me, but he was coaching his son's football game. So I left a voicemail, and all these people started stepping up, and they were in the process of assisting me. That is why security detail person came to my house, not to provide me protection, but to find out information if this was a credible opportunity, and it was. And he made poor decisions. He made very poor decisions, as well as the wolf in sheep's clothing, because she was giving me bad coaching advice, telling me to say things to people. And then when I would and took action on it, because she was dangling a carrot of having financial backing behind me, she then would retort and say, why would you do these things? Blah, 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 blah. She was two personalities, complete split. And I believe she has an alcohol addiction, because she would coach me in the middle of the night for her, very drunk. She would reach out to me very late at night. And that's her problem, right? I made decisions to listen to her until a certain point when I realized, she seemed to predict a lot of things that have happened. It's almost like she is aware of something and is a part of something. And my landlord warned me not to trust her. She said, Aaron, you've told me multiple times. She has known things in advance. She is not out for your benefit. You need to cut that tie. I believe the man that came to my house was looking out for me and reached out to my landlord to get some information on what I had shared with her, because he had given me a bunch of swag, t-shirts with his business branding, his nonprofit business branding, and some of them were larger size. So I gave her some t-shirts, and she loves to travel around the world. She said she would love to represent his brand to all the countries that she was going to be traveling to around the world. He and I broke bread together. We sat down and had a campfire with my landlord, and he got to chat with her. You can't erase that unless you erase her. And I really hope that you don't. Really hope that you don't. But I had a vision that she would be killed. So she might already be dead. I'm not sure. Resiliency queen means that people might step up to help you. And people might step up to discredit you. Who are you going to lean towards in hard times, when they might need your assistance? So the man that he connected me to, he said at the house, if it gets to the point, if it gets bad enough that you need to go into safe housing, there is a certain motel in this city. He gave a specific name. There is a man that will be in the lobby, an older gentleman with a veteran hat, very friendly, a little bit heavier guy. You will know who he is. He's very friendly and very social. You can trust him. I said, are you sure? He said, yeah. 100%. And then he went on, when he went right out of town, he was messaging me, have you ever helped anyone that was in a wheelchair before? I need some coaching advice. And I said, yeah. If it's an adult, you want to, you know, allow them to feel empowered and have autonomy. So ask them what they need assistance with so that they have an opportunity to do what they're able to do. He was coaching and preparing me very strategically to meet this person. So I knew who to look for, because he didn't say the name of the person, and he didn't show me a picture of him, because he didn't want it to come back to him that he had helped me. Resiliency queen means that you pay attention to the details and you show gratitude where gratitude is due. Both political parties, their security teams, they work in cohesion. Sometimes they don't, but when it comes to something valuable that can be a good asset to our nation, there was a $200 billion-dollar medical entity that desired to pay me for my networking skills. They wanted to have an audit, a free seat in that therapy experience to see what I was doing. And the mentor that I had at the time, the wolf in sheep's clothing, was very concerned that they were just going to steal from me. And she probably was right. It probably was true because they all ended up stealing from me anyway. But nothing can be stolen permanently from a child of the Most High King without his permission. So I got into safe housing. I made connections with this man. I started befriending him. We started helping each other out. He took me to church. He started hearing my story. I shared my global ambassadorship request paper that I had typed up. He had read almost all of it, and he decided to go before his team and request assistance and protection for me. He didn't have to do that. I didn't know what team or what organization, because I asked him. I said, this is the man that came to my house. And he's like, who? And I gave him the name. And I showed him the photo. And he goes, oh, that's what he's going by now. So I knew it wasn't his real name. And I said, are you a part of this organization? He said, no. I said, are you sure? He said, yes, I am not a part of that organization. I was like, okay. He didn't want me to know information because he is so well trained that if I found out anything and someone were to find me, they would have me killed. They would just steal the information from me because of who he protects. He is a very good person, and he didn't want me involved in anything that he does for our nation. Very honorable person. And over the course of a few weeks, I think maybe 3 weeks in, he fell in love with me. And he asked me to marry him. And I was like, dude, you're way too fast with this. Whoa, slow your roll. And plus the age difference was a huge concern for me because my first husband was 16 years older than me. And that was what I needed apparently at the time. We dated for 5 years and then we were married for the final year. But he was extremely controlling because I allowed him to be. And mama didn't raise no fool. I don't make the same mistake twice. So I didn't want to be married to someone that was even a greater age difference than me that would have power and control over me because no one can tame this wild beast. And so I said, no, thank you. No, I don't think I deserve to be, you know, or not deserve, that's not the right word. I don't think I should have security detail protection and then be forced into marriage with someone. Or forced into Monica Lewinsky-ing with another person. So both political parties need to raise their standards of how they treat women. And he couldn't help it. He couldn't help that he fell in love with me because he had people do background checks on me and there was nothing wrong in my character. Like, they looked through all my stuff. Okay, I got his text message last year when he and I were forced to separate from some unknown number sending me all of the email addresses I have ever had. Down to about probably 13, 12 years old. Very creepy. These people were threatening me, bothering me. When my husband forced me to move out, I didn't ask for a divorce. He did. Resiliency queen means that you stand your ground, and you might have to stand up for someone that's being disrespectful to you, even though he signed an oath, till death do us part. Get over your past. Get over all the wrong women that have treated you wrong. He didn't date for many decades. He gave women up because of how terrible people treated him. And then he met me. I didn't do anything wrong. In fact, I am the greatest wife he has ever had. I am the most valuable asset this nation has ever received. And they all treated me like worse than a dog. Both political parties. But my husband decided to study me. When we first separated, we weren't married yet when he proposed, right? And he was getting mad. Because I submitted a message to the team on the computer that my landlord had provided to me. I said, I need assistance. He is wanting to marry me. He's extremely controlling. He's not giving me a key to the place. I can't do anything with my business. I need help. So they messaged him and said that the assignment was over. It was all a game. It was all a big game. It's all a big story. Resiliency queen means that you can deal with a bunch of BS from men and figure it out. Because I don't know about you, but us women, we watch a lot of Criminal Minds, CSI, all kinds of things. And we could handle and figure out crime cases way better than any man could. That's my personal opinion, and I'm sticking to it. Resiliency queen means that no matter what, you stay focused on your goal and you continue to help others even when you're stressed, even when you're financially broke, even when you're emotionally drained from all of these people that are trying to pull you in all kinds of directions. When he and I separated, he studied me over the course of that year, and I launched my nonprofit ministry, not because I decided to, but because the Holy Spirit told me that that was the assignment for 2021, and excuse me, and I did. I decided, even though all of these first responders messed up real bad, and veterans, real bad, disrespecting me real bad, because that person that I was dating off and on in 2020 is a veteran, so he knew better. I decided to not be angry at all veterans and all first responders for what a few mistakes were made from people, humans. I decided that they needed help, they needed love, and they needed to be brought together and to be entertained. So I hosted concerts. I created out of nothing concerts with keynote speakers with the intention to help bring them together, to help with their PTSD, and to entertain them. That was it. It was a simple mission. And we successfully executed 11 concerts in 2021 with only a few $100 donated. I orchestrated it. I started getting momentum. People stepped up from over, I think, 34 countries to help spread it around the world. Over 100 volunteers stepped up. We had keynote speakers from all walks of life, big time leaders stepped up, some of which I'm still associated with and some I'm not because of these political war games going on. People think that they can deceive you and hide the truth from you so they can manipulate you into buying into their agendas. But it was both political parties that worked together to help me. And I'm going to continue doing what they did and try my best to honor my husband, even though we were forced to separate over a year ago on Easter Sunday, and I haven't been allowed to communicate with him at all. It is my duty to help bring our nation together. That is my assignment from my deity above. The person that Monica Lewinsky'd me in my house will get full forgiveness from my husband and me, discreetly, because that is in my faith system. And I understand the severity of how bad it would damage that particular political party based on what he chose to do and has chosen to do for a long time to many women all over the nation. I'm choosing to forgive him and allow him the opportunity to pay back all his debts, sign a contract in front of all our top-level leaders stating that he will never disrespect a woman again. And I'm very excited that there will be an A-list musician in that meeting, because that vision that I received on Veterans Day in 2020 was so clear with this man that came to my house, as well as all of our top-level leaders and their spouses that are alive, that is, presidents that are still alive and their spouses, all of them, as well as some friendly faces that are known all around the world. And this particular A-list musician was one that was listed. The Holy Spirit wrote through my hands and told me to keep it quiet until the appointed time. And I had forgotten that her name was listed in it because I haven't looked at that sheet of paper. I've had to move multiple times since 2020. Multiple times. I've been forced into homelessness twice because of these political games going on. Haven't been able to make any profits in Move Happy. Haven't been able to make any money other than a few $100, and then they illegally got my bank account shut down for my ministry. Yeah, by breaking laws. That's okay. In my faith system, it says to forgive 70 times 7. And so this is your opportunity to get forgiveness. And that A-list musician, I'm going to present her a song that I have been working on, and I believe that the Holy Spirit desires for us to do together. I'm very excited. It's called Resiliency Queen, actually. I'm going to sing a little bit for you. I think I had released a snippet of it a couple months ago. I'm a resiliency queen, mentally tough flowing machine, never neglecting self-care routine. I'm a resiliency queen. And the music flowed through me last fall. I started writing the first verse, hook, I think the second verse as well, in September. I wrote 10 songs last September, and that was the same time frame when these goons illegally got my bank account shut down, forced me into homelessness. My mother lost $1,500. All of these people had to get brand new cell phones because of your political games, and you think that I'm choosing sides. But in reality, the truth is, both political parties have wanted me to side with them. And I refuse. I refuse to side with either team until you guys can figure out how to get along. My assignment is to bring our nation together, not to pick sides. If I have to act like your parent, then I will. And I believe this A-list musician will respect the discreetness of allowing this man to apologize and correct his wrongs, because she has experienced it in her own relationship. And she tried her best to keep it discreet as well. But it's hard when you're in the public eye and a video from an elevator got released publicly. So I am very excited for that meeting that he is organizing, he is orchestrating, and he will treat my husband and I with the utmost respect. VIP, 6-star pimp suites quality experience. Everything will be paid for. You will fly my mother. You will fly Mr. and Mrs. Krause if Mrs. Krause is able to. She had some medical concerns as of late. So you will check in on them and arrange for everything to be first class or private airline. This is going to be the best opportunity for you to bring our nation together and to correct your wrongs. And we're going to discuss all of these arrests that have been made all over the nation. We're going to look at every single case together, so please review those between now and then. If there's someone that committed an act of terrorism, then that's one thing. But if these people were standing up for what they believed in was their political right, their citizen's right as a United States citizen to protect an active, alive president, because you don't lose the title of president once you become it. So if they were believing that they were protecting and honoring a president when you guys cheated in the election, this is your opportunity to correct the wrong and send all of these falsely arrested people back to their families. I will never speak of this again after this meeting, but until then, I'm going to continue to release more and more details. Because that is my assignment from my deity above. So you get to choose if you're dealing with something as severe as this, or maybe not as severe, but still causes you stress and strain. You get to choose if you want to be a resiliency queen, or if you want to go hide in the corner and put the blanket over your head, or somewhere in between. You get to choose that every single day. And there might be days where you're struggling more, and it's difficult even more to get out of bed. I encourage you to get out of bed and move for 10 minutes, even if it's just like walking down your hallway back and forth. Like when I worked in the psych hospital, they had double locked doors and white walls. They didn't want them to have decorations on the walls because they didn't want them to desire to stay there. They wanted them to transition back into society. And so it wasn't a fun experience for them, but some of them lived in my hall for 30 years. Yeah. So things need to change for mental health, and I'm very excited that I had that year experience to help empower you through real life stories, real science, and through my life journey. I'm very grateful and honored for this title and this minister role that I'm growing into, that I'm learning about, because I don't have any seminary background. but neither does Joel Osteen. And he has one of the largest churches in the world because he speaks love and he gets people of all faith systems to start changing their behavior for the more positive and to work in unity. Because it's not about us versus them. It's about how we can work together. All right, guys, thank you so much for listening. At this time, you cannot purchase anything from Move Happy, or you cannot also donate any funds to our nonprofit ministry, because I refuse to create a new, I've refused to connect to my new bank account, the website, on my own device. And I tried to reset the password on a public device, but these goons made it look like I never even had this website for Aaron Nicole Ministries, and that I lost the domain, but I paid for 2 years worth. So I know I'm up to date on that, and I might be behind on some things because you guys have forced me into homelessness and cost me a lot of money over the last few years, but you're going to pay off all the debts times 10 to me this October. That's what I'm believing for. And I'll be crowned the Global Mental Health Ambassador, and I won't ever have to deal with any bills ever again, because you've seen how much of an asset I am to our nation and to the world. Very excited for that. So if you desire to donate to us, and you know my address, that is because you're snooping, just make sure you put a real name, a real business tied to it, and put all your links and social media and all of that so I can research and have the board of directors research and see if you're a credible business owner, and make sure there's no money laundering tied to your branding and your business so that I don't get caught up in your illegal activities. And then maybe we'll receive your money. Otherwise, I'm being patient right now because I've done this business without money because it was a clear calling from my deity. I do as he assigns me to do. In the meantime, if you desire to do something in your community to help build resiliency amongst the queens and kings around you, I encourage you to just check in on your friends, check in on your neighbors, check in on your coworkers. If someone's going through a loss, maybe it's a job loss, relationship loss, marriage loss, maybe they lost a parent or grandparent, check in on them, see how they're doing, and ask them, how can I support you right now? They might not know how or what they need, but just checking in on them will help them not feel alone, and that's what we need to do. We all need to step up and do more of that, myself included. All right, guys, thank you so much. Don't forget to tell someone you love them today, and we'll see you next time.